from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Sure is. This is the full show dump about to slide into your ear holes.
Yeah. Sliding into the ear holes. And normally William would slide us into
the
ear holes.
Sort of like a social.
With all of his social messages. Matthew's sitting in today.
Matthew, hello. Are you logged into the Instagram?
No, I don't have it on my phone. I just looked before. Oh. You don't have it?
No, God, no.
You don't have Instagram on your phone at all?
No, I've got Instagram. I don't have the show's Instagram. I could read you some of my own personal DMs.
Oh,
no,
it might be.
Wow. Quiet, wouldn't it, Matt?
No. Someone sent you something for the producer's podcast to Matt the Flapper.
Maybe read us one of your personal ones and see what that's like. Could be interesting.
Is there anything from Stephen?
No.
At cdcloset.com.
Sure it was .com.
Matthew's going to do. We're going to initiate some structure around Matthew being part of the podcast.
Yes, this is exciting.
Otherwise, it's a free for all, and we can't get any sort of momentum moving forward with Tegan, who's joining us as well.
Hello,
Matthew's because we always called Matt Two T's from really day one.
Mm.
Because I had spelt your name wrong in my phone as a contact.
Actually, Will is Two T's.
Yeah,
technically, and then Matthew became Two T's.
Will's Two T's because he. Pointed out that that Lauren once spelt Scotland with two T's.
That's right. So William became two T's.
Yeah.
But you are two T's.
Matthew with two T's.
Yeah. So we're going to do you on Tuesday and Thursday.
Mm. Two T's.
Do you slyly.
Excellent.
We're going to do you slyly.
Do you slowly.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
So Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And that way you don't get sick of me.
Well, I'm sick of you.
Yeah, I thought you might have been already.
Absolutely.
I'm not.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Just a smattering of math.
Yeah.
A smattering of math.
You. And, of course, whatever your commitment is to the producers' podcast.
Yeah, I think we're still doing that.
So, yes.
Yeah, that's still going.
Did you hear the producers' podcast last week?
Are you joking?
We played a bit with Salil.
Lauren panelled it.
I did.
Yes, I heard all of that.
How was that?
How was it?
A little bit of a rocky start, but then it just went.
Well, considering
gangbusters.
I haven't done it in about four years.
You did wonderful. Everything was wonderful. Lots of guests.
Lots of guests.
Big star power on the producers' podcast.
Yes. Oh, who? Who?
Dave, Xavier, Salil.
Will's partner, Zave.
Yep.
Salil.
Yep.
Our boss Jay drops by as well.
Leon.
Leon, yes. Leon.
Oh, my God. Leon arrived.
Yeah. I thought that would have been a breach of contract to have the executive producer of the rival station down the hall.
No, we're a big happy family.
Absolutely. Leon's one of my very dear friends.
Yeah.
Happy until Fief rolls in. PTSD.
I love seeing Fief.
I love seeing Fief too. She is lovely.
Yeah,
I love seeing Fief.
They've got a lot going on at the moment.
Oh, my God.
They always do.
Mate, they are busy, busy bees.
Where are they tomorrow?
For Brekkie and the Birds? Yeah. Oh, I don't know. They were Narre Warren last week.
Oh gosh.
Chadston? No, they were at Chadston a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
they're hitting all the suburbs.
I'll find out from Leon. Yeah. Right. An update.
They're winning Melbourne over one driveway at a time.
It's a rather inefficient way of doing it, to be honest.
Look, I'm staying out of it, Matthew. Yeah. You know how I feel about it. You know how I feel about commercial radio.
Of course, you love it.
I love it.
When I worked over there, that's the only time I slept in doing breakfast hours was at one of those outside.
Because all you could do is turn up.
But I slept through my alarm and it was in Frankston.
Yeah, was it the dread of having to drive to that place?
Awful. I got there at about a minute to six.
Oh, God.
That's very stressful.
Mm. Well, without your role on that day, that is a nightmare.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because otherwise you've just got talent sitting there staring at each other going,
what do we do now?
And someone back in the studio just goes, live. And you go, oh, geez.
What do you mean live?
we're on now?
How do we turn it off? Oh, God, I've done some awful OBs over the years.
Which is the worst one you've done?
Good question. I did one in the very early days at an Irish pub, which was an oyster tasting and Guinness drinking affair.
Oysters and Guinness. What a gross combination.
Oh, I didn't do it. We had listeners doing it, and they were the foulest human beings.
I bet.
Yeah. And they were just drunk, and I was like, oh, God, this is revolting. I was trying to get my head around the hours. This is like 2002.
Was this in Sydney?
No, it was in Adelaide, 2003, whenever it was.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it was revolting.
Sounds like it's triggering you, Marty.
Well, it was in March because that's when St. Patrick's Day, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it would have been stifling hot, too.
Foul.
Still in March in Adelaide.
I've recently discovered Guinness and I've fallen in love with it.
Oh, it's too heavy for me.
I think the times I've drank Guinness, which has been once.
It's lovely. Creamy.
It was fine.
The thing about normal beer is I just get so bloated and bubbly with it.
Oh, we've seen.
Yes, thank you.
So you don't with Guinness.
And Guinness, it's not as fizzy.
Isn't it heavier though?
It's heavier and it's lovely. It feels good. And someone told me it was good for you as well. There's lots of nutrients in it.
Protein. Oh.
But you can't. How many can you have? How many would you have?
Well, like it's a sitting beer. I don't think you're not chugging it.
No. No, but you could drink it all night.
I could have a couple of pints. Maybe even a few.
I have a Breaking the Burbs update.
Oh, yeah. Where are they?
Where are they?
They're here tomorrow.
Oh.
In the studio.
South Melbourne.
Because of the $1 million giveaway. Hello.
Oh, of course they're doing that thing.
Oh, yes.
Well, good luck to them.
Yeah.
Back to beer.
Back to beer.
Well, you get once you get into that world of heavy stouts. Usually they're English of some form. McCaffrey's is another good one.
Oh, okay, yeah. I really only know Guinness. And I've had a few chalky stouts. They're fun.
Oh, you were drinking the chalky stouts that day, Marty.
The porters. The chocolate porters.
Oh, is that a... Oh, okay, yeah.
The chocolate porters. Yum. And then I got onto the vanilla porters and worked my way down to the actual porters.
Oh, right.
Okay, this is a gateway.
You started with chocolate, vanilla, then where does it go?
Well,
then
went to
the actual porters. Oh, I was like, could you take my bags up to my room?
Yeah, they helped you with the bags.
Thank God. Thank God there's a porter here because I'm blind.
I need to go to bed.
I would never have got my bags up to my room.
Yeah.
That was after I'd had 12 months off booze. I decided my comeback beer was going to be porters? Chocolate porters.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's a heavy start. Heavy restart.
It's a heavy restart.
Yeah.
It's what
relaunch.
I deserved.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever finished a glass of heavy beer like that before. I like my lager.
Yeah, yeah, I love a crisp lager too. Yeah. I love a pilsner. But I love all beer, except a beer that has fruit in it.
Right. Oh, yes.
I cannot drink a pale ale to save my life.
Yeah. It doesn't agree with me.
I don't understand them.
No.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. And I blame Little Creatures.
No, let's not blame breweries.
No, no. Years and years and years ago out of WA, they were one of the first people to bring a pale ale out.
Right.
Now
they're everywhere.
Little Creatures Brewery in Fremantle is amazing. It's a great place
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Mm.
There used to be one on Brunswick Street.
Yeah, there was.
Now it's a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
I think there's just a time and a place for a pale ale.
Totally.
I've never found the time.
Never felt just like you just want something light and bright?
God, no. Not that kind of
light. Light and bright doesn't exactly fit with you.
I'll have a Corona if I want to have a light beer.
Oh, that's the last place I'm going as a Corona.
If you're saying to me, do you want to have a light beer?
Yeah.
I would go, okay, I'll have an Asahi.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If I'm ever in a foreign country, I'll always have their local beer as my first one.
I've got into 333s, but I'm drinking them in Australia.
Yeah.
But
Victoria Street?
Yeah, Vietnamese beers. The 333s are wonderful.
Don't be careful.
And they,
just be careful.
I can only find one place in Melbourne to buy a case of them.
Really?
Oh, where is it?
It's on Victoria Street.
Oh,
the Dan Murphy's there. Well.
No, or that tiny little one.
There's a little one on the corner of Hoddle Street and Victoria Parade.
Well, there's a lot of Vietnamese restaurants
right down there.
Near Jinda Thai, the best Thai restaurant in Melbourne.
Thai 2 used to be the best Thai restaurant in Melbourne.
Thai 2, yeah. I do remember that.
It was beautiful.
Where was that?
Ligon.
I remember the name of it. Ligon Street.
And
it was.
Have you tried Ladyboy on Bridge Road?
Have.
Have you tried Ladyboy?
That's a great Thai restaurant.
It is on holidays.
You stallion, come inside.
Oh, no.
Hang on. That's what they used to say when you go to Thailand when we were kids. Every place you went past, they'd go, you stallion, come in.
Come inside.
I want to be called a stallion.
I'd like, thank you, madam. I am a stallion, but I'm also drinking tonight.
Yeah.
Someone told me that better beer, this low carb.
I love
one,
better beer. It's one of my faves.
Apparently, it's gluten free.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Oh.
I know it's only you got 76 calories.
I know something about better beer, but I can't remember.
It's so sad that you know how many calories in that beer.
It's one of the, it's a low carb option. It's good for people who are thinking
about it. It doesn't look like it is.
I have about 10 stubby holders in my house from Better Beer, and I've never had a better beer in my life, and I don't know where they came from.
Well, you can only get them at certain, I think they sell them at Woolworths. What's the Woolworths bottle shop?
BWS.
Zero carbs.
And can't guarantee that.
Zero carbs?
Zero carbs.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know, there's something I know about better beer.
Yeah, it was on Shark Tank or something, I think.
One of the blokes. Anyway,
doesn't
matter. I can't remember. I can remember it, but I'll have to tell you off here.
I think,
Oh, that's right. They're the Inspired Unemployed guys.
Mm.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, they made it.
They are. Yeah, I'll see.
If I hear one more thing about the inspired unemployed.
Oh, really?
I'll delete YouTube.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's not a noise that you can make.
No.
So careful.
Did you log into Matt the Flapper, by the way?
I've just had a look at it.
I'm Matt the Flapper.
Lots of people talking about the petition to bring you back.
But you're back. You're back Tuesday.
I'm back. I'm around.
How many people have signed up?
Oh, it was 5 last time I looked.
Oh, I'll sign up. Send me the link.
Okay.
I'm not signing because I don't want you back.
No, fair.
I'm happy with what you're doing here.
I want you back.
You're starting your own petition.
I want William back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be back tomorrow.
He'll have lots to share tomorrow.
He will because
we've got a big day tomorrow, Matthew.
Are we allowed to play what he's doing?
I don't know.
Is it a big reveal? What is he doing down there for us?
No, I don't think so.
Well, who's it for?
The Grand Prix.
The Grand Prix. They've asked him to do it. Isn't that great?
A little cashy for him.
I told him he should have worn a tux, but he said no. They said no.
That's why he's wearing the nice shirt.
Oh, they said no.
Them
right.
apparently, yeah. I said it would be funny if you were wearing a tux because like, it's come from the Brownlow. And he was like, that would be really funny.
Well, no wonder he's nervous. I thought he was just doing it for us.
I don't know. It's for the Grand Prix.
Ah, right. He would have been studying all night.
And when will they show it? I'm not sure we can discuss it.
Probably just online content.
Openly, but we don't need to talk about what he's actually doing and executing down there. But what's it for?
I think online stuff, social media.
Ah.
Huh. Yeah.
Where all good things go now to thrive.
Mm. Well, he looked good this morning.
He looked great in all his black shirt
and his black jeans. I think he had
He looked excellent.
Mm. Yeah.
Yep.
Can't remember what shoes he was wearing.
No, I don't
he had white sneakers on. I saw that. I noticed.
Yeah. Well, we'll get the update.
I did disagree with that. Yeah.
I don't like white sneakers.
Anyway. Matthew, do you have a Matt the Flapper?
Not with jeans.
There's not a lot in here. What are you saying someone sent me? The gossip one?
Yes. That's for the producer's podcast.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's an essay. I'm going to have to really just
dig deep into that one.
Dissect.
Do some homework.
Yeah, lots of lovely messages.
Nice.
All right, gang. Short of sharing relatable stories about our lives, I think that'll do.
Yeah, you got any
of
those?
Sort of brilliant.
Yeah, I've got a million of them. Did I tell you about something that happened yesterday?
Oh my God.
I heard a thing or two about
something about 10 days ago. You might have come across your desk.
Now that you're in the executive.
Now that you're in the executive. Yeah. What do they say about me?
Yeah.
What do they say?
Did you have to put out fires yesterday, Matthew?
Well, yeah, no, not about yesterday, just generally. What do they say? Good guy, easy to work with. What's the vibe?
I don't think they're saying
No one's ever said that.
What's the vibe out there?
Oh, there's nothing bad, if that's what you're thinking about.
I'm not thinking that.
We're all behind the show.
I want to hear some words that aren't the words solid. I want to hear I want to hear some words right now. What words do they use?
The show is brilliant. It's exactly where it needs to be.
Hilariously Melbourne.
Okay, we don't use words like that around here.
What else do they say?
The show is exactly where it needs to be, and we just need to support it. Fantastic. That's all it is.
There it is.
That's
what a pack of dicks.
Well, this is good that he's on the executive now because he can be our deep throat.
I beg your pardon.
He's already been mine. I think he could still say that.
Yeah, if I'm here in the room, I think.
Well,
that's
and also we're referring to, yes, of course. You know, the political, an undercover agent.
That's right, exactly.
I don't know what you thought I was talking about. But if your mind goes to other places when I talk, that's on you. That's not on me.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I feel better about
that. Okay, good.
Let's get into it. The full show done from Triple M. Get in touch anytime through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show. Here it is, the dumper.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The all-new Friday night.
Tonight.
And it's also Grand Prix weekend as well.
Oh, it is too. So this will be the first day of the GP for the public?
First day, yeah. I was driving through Albert Park yesterday and all the roads are closed off and getting ready for arrivals. Gates open apparently 10 o'clock this morning, mate.
Get in.
You'll hear engines from today. Yeah. A lot of the fighter jets will go over, I'm assuming, over the next couple of days as well.
I love all that gear.
So do I.
I wouldn't love it if I lived in Albert Park.
No, look, it creates a couple of problems at this time of year.
You know. It's only for a little bit.
It's another great event for Melbourne.
Exactly.
It really is. Yeah. And sometimes your part of Melbourne's got to cop it for us all to enjoy.
Yep.
That's right.
It's the bump out that annoyed me.
And the bump in.
Yeah. The bump in, I feel like, it's part of the excitement, but it's like packing down the Christmas trees.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Access to that parkland would go missing for how long, do you reckon?
I reckon 3 months, maybe.
At least 2.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can still run around it and, you know, walk the dog and all that sort of stuff, but we haven't been able to drive around it for the last few weeks.
Are they still protesting in the tent or have they finally given up? Because they were so good.
They were doing
They lasted 20 years.
It was 20 years. Just a small group at the end.
It's just a little tent with a couple of older ladies.
Yeah, but I think they've been put out to retirement, I think.
Really? That's a shame.
It's a bit of a shame, isn't it?
I was hoping they'd stick the course. But that's Albert Park people. They're quitters. And they always have been.
Maybe they're valet. Yeah.
Oh, you think they're dead? Maybe.
Good.
Top six at six.
Yes. Getting you up to date, get the Toyota Forklift Advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au, Marty.
Absolutely. Coming in at number one, a new report by the Allen government has revealed Victoria's struggling schools will face a shortage of more than 5,000 teachers by the end of 2028. Hard to fill secondary school positions and the number of teachers resigning are fueling the growing shortage crisis.
Well, they lost Lozza.
Yeah, you could. They lost me when the guy played Kumbaya on the guitar. I was like, I'm out.
Yeah, see ya. We would have been great teachers.
You would have been. Well, how do they attract teachers?
Well, I don't know. I mean, apart from the holidays.
But it's not really a holiday. They're like doing curriculum and stuff, aren't they? Planning the next quarter, next year.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And I know that every job is, Marty. I know you're about to get on your...
No, look, I'm from a family of teachers. Yeah. I've seen teaching at the coalface.
Yeah.
It's a thankless task.
It is.
It's underpaid.
Yep.
And you're surrounded by dead shit kids.
And parents.
Every now and then there's one you like, and the parents are horrendous.
Yeah. It would be really tough.
I don't blame people for not wanting to get into it.
Yeah, me too.
It'd be frustrating, the lack of enthusiasm from kids.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. It would drive you insane.
I'm here for you, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. But having said that, I was one of those kids.
So was I. And it's not till you're older that you can reflect. You're like, you really were here for us, and I treated you like
But you were particularly bad.
I was pretty bad.
Yeah, because you seem like you were a turd of a kid.
No, I was an excellent kid.
You were an only child. That's your problem.
Oh, wow.
You've never had anyone disagree with you, and you've never had anyone wrestle with you in the backyard and push your face into the ground and tell you that you're shit.
Good.
No, God. No, that's exactly what an only child would say.
Did your sister push your face into the dirt, William?
Not specifically that, but I had versions of it, yeah.
Growing up with two brothers, that happened a lot.
Oh, my God, Christ. My oldest sister used to beat me black and blue, sit on my chest and slap my face.
Are we thinking story arc?
Yeah, we're thinking story arc. Let's get Lauren a brother.
You slowly bully Lauren.
I already have bullied it.
Coming in at two, Victoria's running out of gas faster than initially forecast, prompting warnings of shortfalls and an extreme risk of outages within the next 4 years. Victoria, it's too much there. Yeah. That's no good.
Well, no, it's not. But there is a bit of a move to electricity, isn't there?
Totally. They've stopped building new homes with gas.
With gas.
Oh, but I love a gas stove.
I love
cooked
gas.
I love a gas hob.
I had a, what do you call the ones where the red comes up
induction.
Through?
Induction.
Oh, yeah.
I can't understand induction. Yeah. Well, I don't know how to keep the fry pan at a...
Infuriating.
At a regular temperature.
But it also takes too long to cook everything.
Apparently, once you get it, you never go back.
Get it, though.
I know.
I can't get the pan to just stay red. I'll come back and it'll be dark underneath it. I'm like, what happened?
I know.
I like my gas. So well.
I had it on four.
I like my gas.
Yeah, I love gas.
Me too.
Coming in at three, the search for a buyer for failed vacuum cleaner retailer Godfrey's has been abandoned, with all 160 stores to close and 600 staff left without jobs.
No.
Godfrey's. It's been around forever.
Years and years.
Couldn't find anyone to buy it.
No.
Coming in at four, a registered sex offender has become the first person ever to be jailed for so-called cyber flashing. A landmark ruling in the UK. Wow. Nicholas Hawkes has been sentenced to 66 weeks behind bars for sending unsolicited photos of his genitalia to a woman in her 60s.
Well, that's not on.
That's not on.
No.
Cyber flashing.
So it's
pretty much sending unsolicited.
Yeah.
It absolutely is that.
Which is confronting.
But I don't understand it.
I can show you one that I got from someone on my Instagram.
And then I'll show you one.
Where did you think that was going to go?
Where did you think that was going to go? I'm going to show you a quick one.
From Google?
No.
Oh,
now Marty's cyber
trying to help.
From more my area of the desk. Here, quick, have a quick look at this. White snake! Kevin Peterson has slammed absolutely absurd and bullshit conspiracy theories about Kate Middleton because he sees the Prince and Princess of Wales most days and has urged trolls to leave her alone.
Oh.
I think he lives in Windsor.
Yeah.
Oh, does he?
I think he just sees her out and about.
I don't think he's saying he's going over for lunch. No.
At the shops.
He's saying, I'm sorry, I see him all the time. And, you know.
Oh, 10 seconds.
Okay. William had nod at him. Yeah. Former The Bachelor finalist and radio host Brittany Hockley is the first cast member for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Top 6 at 6.
Time to get jiggy with it. The heat is on. It's time for a three-way.
When it's in a three-way.
The Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix 2024. It is here. Get ready to live fast. Limited tickets still available at grandprix.com.au. Thursday, it all kicks off today, 10 o'clock.
Get down there, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Race day, Sunday. We have a couple of tickets to the big race on Sunday this morning.
It's a great prize. Yeah. The guys are going tomorrow to tool around in the Paramount. What do they call it?
The tent? The hospitality marquee?
Mm. It's my favourite day.
It really?
It's so really much fun.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
Amy's in Safety Beach. Hello, Amy. How are you going?
Hi. How are you?
I'm wonderful, mate. What do you do for a living, Amy?
I'm a nurse. I'm on my way to work.
Here we go.
Good on you, Amy.
Hero. Well done, Amy.
Good on you, Amy. That's what you wanted for yourself, was it? Kidney bowls full of shit and spew?
Yeah, that's all right. As long as it's not sputum, then that's okay.
Sputum sounds revolting. Sounds like one of the killer whales that keeps trying to drown its trainer. Sputum, let me go.
Yeah. Oh, wow, a thick mucus.
A thick mucus.
Yeah,
what kind of nurse are you, Amy?
I work in ICU. But I'm in a small, lovely small unit down on the Mornington Peninsula. So.
Every now and then someone steps on an oyster, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know.
Low level stuff.
Need a bit of TLC.
Aaron's in Doreen. Hello, Aaron. How are you going?
Very good, Marty. Yourself?
Wonderful, mate. What do you do for a living?
In excavations.
Yes. Excellent. I love excavations.
More than nursing, apparently.
So much more than nursing. Aaron's the real frontline hero here. You need a retaining wall. Bang. He's your man.
I do, actually. I do.
Stay out of it. I'm chatting with the man now. Aaron, who's your favourite? I was going to say, who's your favourite band? Who is your favourite band, Aaron?
I go with Chris Cornell.
Soundgarden. Nice.
Soundgarden,
All right, here we go. Amy versus Aaron. Three-way. Tell me what these three things have in common. Your name's your buzzer. Best of three, first of two. Question one, traditionally a little harder. Curveball sent in by Marcus. Thank you, Marcus. Amy versus Aaron. Here we go. Dragon, passion, kiwi.
Amy.
Yes, Amy.
I've got no idea, but rugby team?
No.
Nice.
No idea here.
Words ending in fruit. That's okay. It's okay. We're still in it. Question two. Here we go. Name's your buzzer. Coda, everything, everywhere, all at once. Oppenheimer. That could have been it.
Amy?
Yes, Amy.
Oscar nominee?
You're in the area, Amy.
Grammy winners or Grammy nominees?
No, stop now. Stop talking now.
Okay.
Aaron.
You're talking sputing now.
Yeah. You're just sputing up rubbish now.
I'm talking shit.
Don't be angry with yourself, Amy.
We were talking around it,
They were the last three best picture winners. That's a tough question.
Yeah, that could have
that's
been a
classic
curveball.
William, thinking everyone understands as much about movies as he does.
You like hard questions.
Yeah, I like hard questions.
But
the first one. here we go. Question three. Amy versus Aaron. Someone's going to the Grand Prix on
Sunday.
This
is for the win.
Matthew Primus, Travis Boak, Connor Rosie.
Amy.
Yes, Amy.
Cricket player?
No.
Aaron?
No idea.
They were Port Adelaide captains. Am I saying his name right?
Connor Rosie,
Connor Rosie.
This is for the win.
That's the hardest one.
Let me just pick one here. Oh, Jesus Christ, will you?
What about the one at the bottom?
Yeah, I'm going the bottom. Amy versus Aaron. Here we go. Red, yellow, blue.
Amy.
Yes, Amy.
Prime colours?
The colours!
All right, well done, Amy. Aaron, do you want to... Aaron, you didn't have a response for that question. Do you want to come back tomorrow?
Yes, please. Yeah. All
right. The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
On this day for March the 21st, Marty.
Number one song in Australia 2003. Tattoo.
Tattoo.
I thought they were sisters. I thought they were twins. At one point, I thought they were the Veronicas.
No, they're just
they're from
bandmates.
Russia?
Russia.
Yeah.
They're no pussy riot, but they're good.
Oh, was it Nuclear Kitten or something? Atomic Kitten.
Atomic Kitten? What? Great.
I was getting, Atomic Kitten.
Atomic very
Kitten.
Different to Tattoo.
Nuclear Pussy. I was getting them.
No, Nuclear no. Pussy is very different.
Yeah.
And I'm not on for nuclear stuff. I prefer solar pussy.
Renewable pussy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fossil fuels are dead.
What about wind powered?
You idiot.
Oh, queefing. Slow down, Loz. We're on.
It's your fault,
1963, Alcatraz Prison in San Francisco Bay is closed.
It's closed.
63.
Do you know, if you ever go there...
Which I chose not to when I was in San Francisco.
It's so good.
I had a seafood chowder instead.
Yeah.
And, oh, and
that's
I looked
more
at
sensible.
It.
Yeah. You need to book weeks in advance to be able to get
did
tickets
you really?
There, apparently,
I
yeah.
I don't think I did either. No.
Oh, didn't you? Oh.
No. I think I just, on the day, was like, I think I've got to have
a couple of
Welcome
times
to
I've
the
tried.
Contrarians, Troy. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
maybe, have you always gone on school holidays, like radio
maybe
survey?
Maybe, that's when it was, yeah.
1980... On season finale cliffhanger of Dallas, villain J.R. Ewing is shot by unknown assailants.
Wow.
My God, it was massive. Who
J.
shot
J.R.? J.R. was the guy from I Dream of
Larry Hagman.
Larry Hagman. Or Bewitched.
Yeah, yes. Both.
Yeah. His character was Bobby, wasn't it?
No,
it wasn't Bobby.
He was I Dreamed of Jeannie, yeah. And he was J.R. Ewing.
Larry Hagman?
Yeah, he was my first ever celebrity interview.
Are you serious?
You're going to say crush.
And he released a book, and he start every day with a champagne.
How sensible.
Like
he
a
was
queen.
A chronic alcoholic. He'd start every day with a champagne.
That's not good.
And then he'd move on to the vodka.
How sensible.
And then he'd sit on the vodka for about 40 hours.
This is fun now.
No,
still a good chat. He had a liver transplant at one point.
Yeah, right.
Got a touch of the Darren Hinges about him. Mate, you know, as Bukowski said, find something you love and let it kill you. You wind me up.
Oh, I thought you were dancing, Will.
Dancing in a beam of Dallas.
Annie, starring Eileen Quinn and Albert Finney, premieres.
Clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow.
My favourite.
Yeah.
Not my favourite.
Annie.
Not my favourite.
You love it, don't you?
I love Annie. It's my favourite.
Right. I'm going to bash you. 1983, only known typo on Time magazine cover. Instead of spelling control, they spelt control. They left out the R.
Copy and paste.
And they recalled every magazine.
It's been successful.
1999, Bertrand Piccard and Brian Jones become the first to circumnavigate the Earth in a hot air balloon. Absolutely no way.
No, thank you.
Pass from me.
I love this song, though.
Yeah.
Lisa Stansfield, All Around the World.
Banger. 2006, the social media site Twitter is founded. The first ever tweet was sent by Twitter founder Jack Dorsey. Just setting up my Twitter.
Twitter.
What happened to Jack Dorsey? Did he get out of it when Musk bought it? Or did he keep some of it?
Story.
I think before that.
Did Elon buy the whole thing, lock, stock and barrel?
That was recently that he did that. Yeah, I think he did.
He's lost a lot of value.
Probably 3 years, I reckon, he's taken full control.
Remember he came in with a sink, like a bathroom sink?
That's
like,
right.
I just bought Twitter, let that sink in.
Yeah.
He's very funny.
Any oral sound for X now?
Oral?
Yeah, like a
tweet?
Is there
good point. I have no idea.
Yeah.
So he left.
Yeah, he left,
it.
Did he?
In 2021.
2022, he left the board of directors.
Yeah.
Wonder if he owns any of it.
Mm.
You're ashamed to let it go.
Yeah.
Yes, I reckon.
2018, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg admits they made mistakes.
Oh, baby,
after data on 50 million users is harvested by Cambridge Analytica. Mistakes? Or gave him the password.
Was that when he did the weird, it was like he was in court and he was drinking water like this?
Yeah. Everyone was like, oh, he's AI.
Yeah, and his eyes blinked sideways like an alien. Don't like it.
Matthew Broderick's turning 62.
Hi.
Do you have a kiss for daddy?
Oh, still remembered as Ferris Bueller. He's 62.
I think of Simba first.
Hi. Gary Oldman.
Do you have a kiss for daddy?
Turning 66.
Why don't you run along and play with your chemistry set?
Oh, well, it's not the best, Gary Oldman. What's
on the back page? Sporting news, the wide world of Will. What's happening, Will?
Thank you, Troy, if you're interested in the European Cricket League as well.
It's all happening.
It's all happening.
Our boys, the Italians.
The Italians taking on the French.
On the French, and it is a belting game at the moment.
It's finals fever now.
Viz has got it at about 50-50 after four overs.
Huge wicket in Spain. Huge wicket in Malaga.
In Malaga, the roof's lifted off the joint. It looked like it was going into Portugal. And it was taken.
And the dozens of fans there have gone crazy. Oh. Focusing more at home, Thursday night footy. Tonight,
back at the SCG,
which
playing?
We love. Collingwood taking on St Kilda. St Kilda are hosting Spuds game, and this is at the MCG, which is
lovely,
great because last year was at Marvel against, I think it was the Lions, and it had a relatively small crowd, but they're hoping for a really big 70,000 plus to really give it a national platform.
Yeah. Is there Spuds a reason game? Why it's is it Spuds round? Is it always round three? Do you know what I mean?
It's moved around, but they want to make it a fixture. They want to make it something really recurring each year, and it'll be good. They've fronted up the $100,000 break fee to move their home game from Marvel.
Oh, that's nice.
So that they could give it the biggest stage. And so the national spotlight on mental health, helping raise funds for the Danny Frawley Centre down there at Moorabbin. So
absolutely.
Best of luck on that front, St Kilda. Temper Trap and Pete Murray are going to be performing if you want to get down to the MCG.
Right.
I've never heard a bad word said about Danny Frawley.
No. Triple M icon. You're really lovely.
You know, you hear rumours around the place about different blokes, da-di-da-di-da. Never a bad word.
No, you wouldn't find anyone. Jack Sinclair on the footy front is back from his calf injury, which is big for St Kilda. Zach Jones also returns. Brett Crouch surprisingly omitted along with Lance Collard, the youngster from the Saints. Billy Frampton will play his first game since the grand final for Collingwood, including Tom Mitchell and Reece McInnes among the ins. John Noble, Charlie Dean and Ash Johnson among those omitted. So Thursday footy prime time. From 6 on Triple M, we've got Jack Heverin, Isaac Smith, Kate McCarthy and Jay Clark, and then joined by Luke Darcy for the call.
I enjoyed Isaac Smith last week.
He's very good.
He was great.
He's
very entertaining.
Very Triple M Isaac Smith. He's an absolute gun.
Good on him.
Microchip Sherrins, which we've spoken about before.
Now this is the ball out of bounds, or is this the ball in relation to the post?
More score review related, I believe, but it's also going to be able to measure the distance of a kick and things like that.
Because in the UK, it is an out of bounds one as well.
Yeah.
How has this not happened before?
Yeah. It'll be tough, especially if games are going to Cairns or something where the technology is not set up there. It might just start as an MCG thing.
Can't they just be like transportable and you just put it on the goalpost, put it in the ball, and then off you go.
And problem solved. Hey, someone get her a job in IT.
Oh, God.
Hey.
I mean, she can't print. She can't print.
She has not got the ability to print a single thing from her computer. Her Googling's gone terribly lately.
Out of form.
No, you've lost your Googling touch. You're putting the wrong words in.
You were able to post the T-shirt the other day, though.
That's not to do with technology, but thank you.
That's to do with the receptionist sending it out for her. Anyway.
Microchip Sherrins in the VFL this weekend, Collingwood Sandringham. So we'll see how it goes there. They were previously used in a blind trial this preseason to see if any players
with
would notice.
With blind footballers?
They wanted to see if players would notice the difference.
Surely they'd be better off with a bell in the ball.
No one noticed. Of the players they did the blind trial with.
Well, no one noticed because they couldn't see the ball. Okay, keep moving, mate. I've got another 40 of them. Yeah.
Will's had three goes. Big six in the European cricket.
Oh, go, boys.
Go the Italians. Andrew Dillon announced that 125,000 members have now signed up for the Tasmania Devils, which is very exciting. We saw the Launceston Mayor, Matthew Garwood, getting the Devils logo tattooed onto his torso. All systems go down in Tasmania.
Was it a stunt for radio?
He's a heavily tattooed man.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But the election this weekend as well, which still looks like it's going to be the incumbent government hanging on to power, which is the Liberals down there. Football news, FIFA World Cup qualifier tonight in Sydney at CommBank Stadium for Australia taking on Lebanon. We are currently top of Group I following our big wins over Palestine and Bangladesh. So hopefully we can maintain that.
Are those blokes any good? Lebanon,
we should beat handle them comfortably, I would hope. But we've had a lot of injuries.
We've got a full strength squad a run around?
No. Not really, no. It's been quite a few injuries recently, but hopefully we can get enough done and make our spot for the next World Cup. So it's always worth keeping an eye on that.
So is that our pool to qualify for the action? There's another thing, isn't there? We play better teams than that.
Yeah, we will eventually. So we'll get out of that group and then we'll play teams like Japan and South Korea.
Yeah, but yeah.
Hopefully there's enough spots for us to sneak in. And in NFL news, Cameron Johnston, a Geelong boy and a fan of the show.
Yes.
Follows us and listens to us regularly, which is nice.
Good on you, Cam.
He moved from the Houston Texans, where he's a punter, to sign a mammoth 3-year, $13 million contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers
good
in the last 24 hours. Well done to Cam Johnston.
And he's a punter, isn't he?
He's a punter.
And is he getting much game time?
Yeah, regular punter.
Right. He's a frontline punter.
Number one man. Originally signed with the Melbourne Demons in the AFL. Didn't get a senior game.
Okay.
Got into pro kick, learnt how to punt, and found himself now one of the best in the competition.
Good on him.
13 mil over 3 years.
That's great.
Footy.
See, because I suppose if you're American, you don't kick.
It's not...
Like the way that we kick here every lunchtime.
Yeah, exactly.
We're always kicking.
It's not a popular position for a young American kid. You don't aspire necessarily to become a punter.
God. Mate, I'm going to ring you an Uber in a minute. I reckon you're just about done for today.
Have a rest.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show. Thank you, Mr. DJ. 10K.
Spin it, DJ.
Marty, let's give away some money. Still a lot to give away if we give it away every single time we play for 2024.
Let's do it. There's over $3 million on the table.
Yeah, if we give it away each time.
If we give it away every time.
Yeah.
We've given it away once.
We gave it away the other day. Yeah.
And last it was amazing. Week. Paul, home maintenance man. Yeah. Lovely guy. Good.
Yes.
How many grand to clear some debt.
How many golden songs have we had, though? We've had like...
Oh, we've
got 15
close.
People.
Yeah, I reckon we've had 15 close. People get to the third song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rebecca, hopefully you're going to score 10 grand in just a sec. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, team. How are we all?
Hi,
wonderful, Rebecca.
Rebecca.
How are you, mate?
I'm good, thank you. For a Thursday morning.
Yeah. Is it fresh out there?
It is a bit fresh. It's nice.
It's 10 degrees in South Melbourne.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's a nice change.
Yeah, it is a nice
change. I mean, we won't be saying that in 4.5 months' time.
No, but after the last few weeks of hot sleeps.
In 20 weeks' time, we'll be like,
ready for some warmth.
Ready for the warmth, yeah.
And as we know, it feels like December is summer for us now.
It really is.
And that's just around the corner.
It really is. It really is. What do you do for a living, Rebecca?
I work in administration.
Do you?
Nice.
What type of admin?
I do a bit of everything. I do the payroll, accounts, and quality assurance.
Yeah. Ooh.
Very important.
Yeah.
In
a small business, obviously.
Is it a small business, Rebecca?
Yes, yeah, small business,
What type of business?
So we are a seafood company we supply fresh seafood to supermarket.
Ooh.
Oh, how exciting.
Would we know them? Like, is it...
No, probably not. We do all the behind the counter stuff. So if you shop at Woolies and you get a piece of fresh fish, it's likely it's come through our
restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, there you
How
go.
Fresh is it?
Very fresh, actually.
Good, because that's where I get my salmon from.
Oh, there you go. See, good stuff.
Snap frozen somewhere and then delivered.
Not
the stuff they deliver. Never seen a freezer.
Is it
Rebecca?
That's right, exactly. Off the boat to the market.
Yeah, yeah. Which Japanese boat's that come off? Or is it Taiwan?
No, Rebecca.
Who's your favourite band, Rebecca?
Panic at the Disco.
Oh!
Panic exclamation mark.
That's right.
Are they even a band?
Yes.
Well, they're not anymore, but...
What was their big song?
I chimed in.
Haven't you people ever heard of closing the goddamn door now?
Oh, yeah, you know that one.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah. I love them too. I just reminded myself. Rebecca, I'm going to hand you over to the King of Stone Greens, the Peninsula's favourite son, 2017 Hall of Famer for services to the arts.
Thank you, Marty. Rebecca, you ready for song one?
Yes, I am.
Title and artist is what we need. 10 seconds on the clock. Here it comes.
Is it Milky Way? I don't know who sings it, though. I'm hoping I've even got the right song. I'm not sure.
You knew the song, but it was a bit messy there. The Church, under the Milky Way.
Exactly. Do you know what? If you'd said The Church, we still wouldn't have been able to give that to you, Rebecca.
Right. That's okay. Thanks so much for the opportunity, guys.
I know. Crazy. Try again.
Have a great day.
Yeah. Australian, for God's sake.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Perfect. We're in the middle of a European Cricket League tight one.
How it's is that real, not wide?
It's a real nail biter. Italians versus the French.
Yeah.
The Italians need 8 runs in 2 balls to win, and the French have got a bowler who looks like one of the Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah,
Captain Jack Sparrow as well.
Captain Jack Sparrow, bandana and all. A thick set, it has to be said, Indian Frenchman by the looks of him. This is a wonderful cricket league. I'll
very
keep an eye on it.
Very
I'll keep an eye on it as we push on.
I keep you
the highlights.
This is awful. The photo in front of me is terrible.
Yeah.
And we're asking the question, and we've mixed it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you snap a bone?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Snap a bone.
133353 if you have it.
As Loz said in the office, not a hairline fracture.
No, wait, we're not wanting that.
We don't want that.
Not
we
a break.
A snap.
We
a
want
snap.
A snap.
I remember when I was teaching gymnastics and this poor little boy swung from the rope and let go at the wrong point and he landed with his arm like that and I heard the snap and this bone was in half.
Oh, yeah.
He's like forearm thing.
Tibia.
When we were playing rugby as kids, a guy called Dean Martin.
Dean Martin?
Couldn't have been
really?
Dean Martin. Marto was his name. What was his first name? Anyway, here we go. What have we done here? Six.
That was a six.
Yeah,
that
was huge. What do we need?
I can't see it.
We need 2 runs off the last ball.
It's like a golden ball.
But it's exactly what, 59 games since the last golden ball for those who are playing along at home. Poor old Marto went to kick a ball that was on the ground while this other bloke went to kick the ball that was on the ground as well and their shins collided. It was like a rifle going off, and Mardo's shin, I couldn't even look at it under his sock. His leg just had a dent in it where his bone had been snapped and pushed back, and I was like,
well, there's no protection there.
No,
shin's awful.
But also, lesson to Mardo, drop on the ball. Don't try and kick it off the ground.
That's
side issue.
How'd you snap a bone?
133353. Snap a bone. That's made me feel sick thinking about Marta. Lovely guy.
It's one of those
Brett Martin was his name. Brett Martin.
Very different to Dean Martin.
No, very lovely kid, Brett Martin.
Shout out to Brett.
Wonder what he's up to these days. Jesus Christ, they're running. He's going to be out.
No!
And the French have won.
No!
The French have taken it off the final ball. The Italians have fallen 1 run short. And that knocks them out of the competition.
The
Pirate of the Caribbean's just done what could only be described as a stunt roll.
Stunt roll.
Jeez, a long way to go to lose off the last ball. Anyway, how'd you snap a bone? This poor woman, and we've seen this before with Brett Ross. Brett Ross?
Ben Ross, wasn't it?
Ben Ross. Against Wendell Saylor many years ago on the NRL footy show had an arm wrestle. And then Ben Ross's arm literally snapped.
Oh, it's one of those things that you actually just can't watch. You see it. It actually makes you feel sick.
I'll never watch that.
Bone things, it's nuts.
Yeah.
It really affected his career. He was still playing at the time. A woman's arm broke after entering an arm wrestling competition with a complete stranger, and a year on, it's still not fully recovered.
No.
A Daisy Johnson from London was 24 at the time, celebrating Easter with her friends when she decided to take on a man in an intense arm wrestle competition.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Well, what sort of man would, you know, push anyone, but particularly a
would
woman?
Would agree to that.
Would push her that hard, though? There's a point where you go, you can win.
Yeah.
Can I get you a drink?
Of course.
You know? Could be a flirting opportunity. I don't know. Confident that she'd beat him, the pair began their battle on the table. Daisy's arm broke mid-wrestle with an unmistakable cracking sound.
Oh, God.
She had one of those terrible spiral fractures in her humerus, in her upper arm.
Wouldn't find it very humorous, I would have thought.
Funny elbow. Wouldn't have thought so. Not funny elbow. Her name was Daisy Johnson. She said afterwards, after the break, she said, my arm felt like the floppy arm in Harry Potter.
Yeah. Oh, good reference.
Quidditch game.
The pain started to kick in as the adrenaline wore off. The humerus then needed to be manipulated back together, which was extremely painful.
Oh, I can imagine.
Jinx.
Sergio.
Don't jinx Troy.
No.
Sergio's in Eltham. Hello, Sergio.
Good morning, team. How are you? Good. First time, long time.
Good on you, Sergio.
Lovely, lovely. Love your work.
Did you snap a bone, Sergio?
I actually snapped my humerus, believe it or not, which you being in comedy, Marty, would realise it's not that humorous.
No, no. And it's the top bone in your arm. How'd you do it?
Correct. I was up at Van Buren skiing and somebody skied across my path and I tried to break my fall and instead of your arm folding inwards, it sort of folded outwards and the end of the humerus decided it wasn't strong enough to hold my weight and off it came.
Oh my God. Just went the wrong way.
Skiing.
It did.
What are you like on snow, Marty?
Skis? What sort of snow?
Mount Buller.
Skiing is like skiing. Amateur people sliding down the mountain really quickly. Like it's bound to happen.
Skiing's all attitude.
Yeah.
You can do anything if you believe it.
Yeah.
You just got to point yourself down the hill.
I'd love to see you.
You've just got to point yourself down the hill and believe you can do it.
Yep.
Yeah. Damo in Muralbark, Marty.
Hello, Damo.
Yeah, g'day, team. How you going?
Good, mate.
A few years ago, dirt bike riding, went over a jump, come off, and sliding down the bloody track, flapping around, and the radius and ulna broken straight through the skin. Oh. I was lying on the track for about 4 hours and got airlifted out.
Oh, my God. Oh, now, which bones are they?
So they're the forearm, the both forearm bones.
They were sticking out of your skin?
Oh, gosh.
They were sticking out of my skin for about 4 hours.
Oh, and the funny
thing is we lit a fire for the helicopter.
Yeah. Right? And started one of the great bushfires.
Started a little bushfire.
Did you?
Damo.
No.
Sometimes you've got to save yourself by starting a fire, mate.
Look at this
photo.
That's
Damo's
arm.
Oh,
my
God. Look at the metal in that.
Gee, that.
They're two 10-centimetre-long plates with eight screws in each. Aaron's in Geelong. Hello, Aaron. How are you going?
Morning, all. How are you?
Wonderful, mate. Did you break a bone? Snap it?
Yeah, exploded the bones. Playing rugby league, and I thought I'd run at the smallest bloke in the field, being the biggest bloke. Thought it'd be the easy way through the try line.
Yeah.
My shin sitting square in the knee and exploded the tibia and fibula at about 30 fragments taken out of my leg and 22-centimetre plate, 8 screws.
Oh my God.
Come off second best.
So the tibia and the fibula, which ones are they?
Yeah. Shin.
The shin bone.
Shin bone.
And the one at the back, yeah.
Your shin has hit his knee.
Yeah, square. I was full pelt sprinting, trying to run clean over top of him. And yeah.
And then it's all just
exploded.
Bone explosion.
Oh, wow. How was his knee?
Oh, he was fine. He didn't get to hospital. Fine, yeah. I spent about a week in hospital, 2 operations later.
There's something about those bones breaking that is sickening.
It's just funny how one bloke can be okay.
Yeah. Mm. Just the angle.
It's just the way it hits you.
Yeah. Thanks, Aaron. Brad in Epping, Marty.
Hello, Brad.
Morning, crew. How are we?
Good. Wonderful, mate. Did you snap a bone?
I did, mate. I did. Much like the last caller, tib and fib came off a motorbike, fell up, came short on a jump, and clean snap at the side of the leg.
So, Brad, did you land on your feet?
So I came up short on a jump, and my feet basically buried into the ground.
Into the jump.
So it was sort of like a compression. So basically, my foot came straight up, so it clean snapped the bone, and then the bone came up. So my left leg was about 3 inches shorter than my right leg until they put the bone back in place.
Oh my God. Were you in so much shock that for a little second it didn't even hurt?
I don't know, man. I woke up in hospital 3 days later.
Yeah, of course. You just had a nap.
You want
3 days?
3 days
later. Coma.
What did they do to you, Brad? Was there a wardsman work in the rooms?
I don't know, but I woke up. I had a sore bum too.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
We're talking snapping a bone this morning, Marty.
Poor old Londoner. 24-year-old Daisy Johnson snapped her humerus.
Doing an arm wrestle?
Snapped it through in an arm wrestle in a pub.
Yep.
Oh, Daisy.
Oh, Daisy.
Pete in Kilsyth is with us.
Hello, Pete.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Wonderful, mate. Did you snap a bone?
I did, mate. I snapped. I used to work up at Dreamworld and I was doing a live stunt show and I snapped my tib and fib in front of the audience.
Oh, God.
Oh,
oh my God.
Poor audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the laughter went from a good old-fashioned laugh to a grieving
Sort of like a group inhalation followed by a,
I think he's really hurt.
What happened, Pete?
Well, basically, you meant to hit your head and then looked like you fall on your bum, and my foot got stuck in a pothole, and my body kept going, and my foot went one way, the ankle went the other way, and after a few expletives, the audience reacted. It wasn't the usual laugh, that's for sure.
What was the stunt show, Pete? Like, what was the premise of it? Was it like a western or?
Yeah, it was the old Bushranger show. I don't know if you remember it, but
I never saw the Bushranger show.
Couple of comedians used to work with Dave Eastgate, old mate of yours.
Yeah, I know Dave Eastgate. And so, what, you're just like pretending to be sort of Ned Kelly type gear?
Yeah, that's the one, mate. The old Shea Brothers. It's a slapstick comedy show. Good times.
Great rock and roll, mate. Rock, sport and comedy, Pete.
What do you got on Insta, Will?
We had a lot of trampoline ones. Yeah. That's the common thread through all of these. We had fell out a tree, snapped my arm from Az. Al, playing Aussie rules, went up to punch the ball. Ball hit arm hit head.
Broke his own arm on his own head.
And this is one from my own. I don't have time.
10 seconds?
Oh, no.
This guy, Jack Bristed, playing soccer at school. I saw this with my own eyes. Yeah. Look at this leg break.
I can't.
It's just wrapped around.
Jesus Christ. His
ankle's just wrapped around the knee.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
It's the Dance Academy.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one, Marty.
It is.
Who are we putting in?
We're putting in a man identified only by his surname Chang.
Right, okay.
He's been charged after allegedly trying to claim over £1 million for a double amputation via frostbite.
Oh.
So that's how he's presented it.
Yeah.
The 24-year-old from Taiwan has been accused of deliberately immersing his legs in an ice bucket.
You're as cold.
Dry ice.
Yeah.
And his limbs were amputated for frostbite last February.
It's drastic.
It's ridiculous.
If he offered me both my lower legs or £1 million,
I know.
Of course, you're keeping your legs.
Yeah,
but you don't also, need another million. If someone said to you, "We're going to lop your lower legs off," how do you want to do it? You don't go, "Oh, I'll put them in dry ice for 48 hours."
Surely, there must be another way.
Yeah,
quicker way.
He had him immersed in -78 degree water for 10 hours.
Oh, pretty brave.
I mean, but his mate, zip tied him to the chair so he couldn't get up.
Oh.
He reckons, he claimed he'd suffered injuries in a scooter accident.
Right, okay.
Well, I don't know how he's claimed that. Surely you've turned up and your legs are black.
Yeah.
In Taiwan, it's not that cold.
Taipei District Prosecutor's Office said he'd been helped by an accomplice known as Liao.
Right.
Liao.
He allegedly helped Chang filling up the plastic bucket before strapping him into a chair with cable ties.
So how do they have photos of this? Themselves, right?
Yeah. Look at Liao. He's heavy set. That's the first thing I've noticed.
Is that Liao? Is that Liao? A detective?
I think that's Liao.
I think that's a policeman.
Oh, okay. Well, gee. Wow. Certainly McDonald's VITs. Haven't paid for a burger for a long time, that guy. He's a chub. Full fatty.
Hey. He's not that fat.
He's actually not at all.
Just a crease in his shirt.
Troy's saying he's not fat, and he's not fat.
Well, he's heavy. He's big bone. What about this idiot? Four other insurance companies were reportedly unwilling to give him a payout amid the 8 disability claims that he'd made, and all of the 5 firms they contacted reported the duo's tactics. So they were all onto it.
Yeah.
He's tried to go through 4 or 5 different places, and all he's done is lose both his legs.
Yeah.
Did he go to jail or what happened?
I think it did go to court. So it might actually be underway at the moment.
He's had a shocker.
He's had a shocker. He's definitely a dunce.
What an absolute idiot. Of all the ways to lose your lower leg.
I know.
Wouldn't you just go and put him on a train track?
No. What's on the
package? Time for your sporting news. The wide world of Will. What's going on, William?
Thank you, Troy. Breaking news ahead of the Paris Olympics. The Matildas group has been drawn. We are in Group B and we will play against an African nation, either Zambia or Morocco, and then Germany and the USA.
Oh,
that's
boy.
A tough group. That's a group of death.
Are we calling it the pool of death?
I think it's group of death. Yeah. If Australia and USA are in the same group, that is a tough one for any other country to get out of.
So you've got to get to the top of that group to move to... How does the Olympics work?
Very similar to a World Cup. I believe there's only three or four groups, so it's not as many countries qualify as a World Cup.
Okay.
So you have to work very hard to get there.
Top two in the group go through?
I would imagine. I should have...
News breaks and you can't get all the stuff. You know, we need a purple or someone in here who can do sport.
Oh, that's so unfair.
But we've got you.
Thursday night footy sports game at the MCG. They are hoping to break a home attendance record, the St Kilda Football Club.
So I reckon they will.
They've moved this one from Marvel.
A beautiful night in Melbourne.
It is.
A great cause. Get along and it'll be a fantastic game of football.
Fantastic game of footy. St Kilda looked pretty good against Geelong.
Mate,
they're unlucky
you,
not to get a win
Collingwood
there.
Need to win.
Collingwood must win. They don't want to go up to the Gabba at 0-3, which is the equation in front of them. So 72,000 is St Kilda's record home crowd, home and away.
I'm saying they'll beat it.
Back in 1978, so it's been a long time since they've had a crowd over 70 plus.
1978? Got to go a long way there.
Yeah. Temper Trap and Pete Murray to perform at the MCG. Jack Sinclair.
Don't tell people that or they won't go.
Oh, that'll be great.
Why would you mention Pete Murray?
Seen better though. Jack Sinclair is back.
Fingers,
Jack Sinclair's back from his calf injury. Billy Frampton will play along with Tom Mitchell and Reece McInnes.
Like Pete Murray. Remember we had a lovely chat with him?
Great chat. Yeah.
He was a lovely man. I retract all of that gear.
I love his voice. I think he's exceptional.
Yeah.
Thursday footy prime time from 6 p.m. Jack Heverin, Isaac Smith, Kate McCarthy, Jay Clark, and then Luke Darcy to join for the call. It's Triple M.
Without Jay Clark, that is one of the great lineups.
Oh, God.
Jay Clark is so lovely.
Nah. So good.
Nah.
Newsbreaker.
Not my guy.
Congratulations as well to Travis Boak of Port Adelaide, who plays his 350th game this weekend. Just the 23rd player in history.
Phenomenal.
So you can build a squad now of 350 gamers.
Jeez.
Three All-Australians for Travis Boak, two best and fairest, the Port Adelaide Games record holder. Congratulations, Victorian.
I think partly because he's been at Port, he's probably got under the radar a little bit, but phenomenal career.
Yeah, under the Victorian radar, but very well respected.
They'd love him over there. Australia.
And in cricket news, we're going to talk about it soon, shortly, but the Sheffield Shield final starts today. That's 1 p.m. our time, if you're interested.
I'm very interested.
Western Australia hosting Tasmania. Victoria,
I will watch every ball of that.
Victoria so unlucky to not be on that stage today.
They had a chance.
But unbelievably, Cameron Bancroft has been sensationally ruled out after a concussion following a bike accident on Sunday. Mm. The second highest run scorer of the Sheffield Shield this
had
season.
A fantastic year.
Fantastic season. And he's not going to play in the final because of a bike stack.
Is it karma? Is it karma?
No.
I don't believe so.
Is it karma?
No.
Not karma.
What's in your undies? Karma.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show. Thank you, Mr. DJ. 10K.
Spin it, DJ.
What a stunning morning it is in Melbourne. It looks beautiful out there.
South Melbourne is stunning this morning.
It's still a bit chilly, 9 degrees outside, but whatever.
If you found the sun, it wouldn't feel like 9 degrees.
Kate and Doreen, Marty.
Hello, Kate.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Mate. How are you?
Oh, I'm very excited, very nervous.
You're through to the studio, Kate. You've got an opportunity to win $10,000.
Cannot wait.
Have you been playing along?
I have been playing along for about 12 months or whenever it started, and I've never been lucky enough to get through. So
well, you're through.
Today's the day.
Do you rate yourself?
I'm so nervous.
You'll be right.
It's a good set of songs, these ones, I reckon.
What do the nerves feel like, Kate?
Oh, I've just got, the butterflies in my stomach. I'm hoping I'll get the words out quick enough and, I'll sing it to myself and see if I can get the titles.
Yeah.
Just,
actual butterflies in your stomach, Kate?
Yeah, of course.
Maybe. Yeah.
When's the last time you had butterflies, Marty?
Oh, God. I couldn't tell you.
Really?
When are you working at the petrol station, putting petrol in?
Yeah, when I left the Bowser in and that woman pulled out of the driveway and I knew I was going to have to talk to the boss. Although he was making his way across the driveway to me.
Oh, dear.
I didn't have to wait long for the chat. And then that very same day, I left the dude's oil cap off.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And he comes back and goes, he's got so much oil underneath his bonnet all over his engine. The guy goes, where's the oil cap? I go, oh, I think that's it, just out on the road there.
You've had a bad day.
I just left it on his engine while I put the oil in.
Was that your last day?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
Very forgiving guy, that guy. Well, he was Dad, so it makes it easier. Kate, who's your favourite band of all time?
UMI, it's got to be.
Oh, nice. God, I love UMI.
I love Tim Rogers.
Oh, my God, what a band.
Our theme song is
Timmy Rogers. What's your favourite UMI song?
Oh, gosh. Oh, Berlin Chair's always up there, but I love Purple Sneakers too.
Oh, yeah, both great tracks. Do we have a fight? Yeah, go on.
It's like trying to pick a favourite. I was just going to say, it's like trying to pick a favourite child. It's too hard.
I know. Yeah. Mm. Why don't we play more UMI?
Yeah.
Well, we can put in a request for it. I'm sure Goffy could help us out.
It's like pulling teeth.
Goffy, if you can hear this, play
more
UMI.
He can. I just saw him. He just arrived.
Yeah, he'd be listening to Fox, though.
He wouldn't.
Goffy. He'd be listening for the drop.
He's a fan of Christian O'Connell. he wouldn't have heard this show in years, Goffy.
He was listening. He had his headphones on when he arrived.
What do you do for a living, Kate?
I'm a learning support officer, so I work at a school.
Oh, lovely. Oh,
how awful. Yep.
No. Rewarding, Kate. Be a learning support
officer. It's rewarding, yes. And I've got a really varied role. I work in reception as well.
Oh, no. I've lost interest, mate.
I love the holidays.
Yeah,
I love the holidays. You a white wine or a red wine person, Kate?
White wine. Yeah. I do love white wine, but I am a gin girl. I love gin.
Gin. You and Matthew would get along.
Yeah, no, my best friend's got a distilling company.
Oh,
so
Jesus, you're going to have to use better words than that, Kate, when you're guessing the song.
Yes. I know.
See, the nerves are kicking in.
Do you like a Shiraz gin, Kate?
Yes, I do. I love a dry, though. It's probably my favourite.
Right. I could buy a whole lot of wine with this 10 grand if you win it.
Good. Beautifully done. Beautifully done. Bringing us back on track. Kate, I'm going to hand you over to the master of the Segway, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, buddy. All right, Kate, song one. You ready for it?
Yes.
10 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
Oh, my God. I don't know it.
Quick.
My hubby will be listening to this and kicking himself. No, I've got nothing.
Oh,
I thought that was easy.
No. I thought that was easy too.
I did not think that was easy.
Fine, Young Cannibal.
Because you're 12.
Good thing. This one.
You
know it?
Oh, bugger. I do know it, but I didn't know the opening part. I wouldn't have guessed it.
All right,
so.
Stop talking now, buddy.
Bye-bye,
Kate.
Bye, Kate.
Have a good
day.
You too.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Did you miss the big one? That is the question we're asking now. And by the big one, we mean grand final, semi-final, prelim, wedding, 21st, 18th, confirmation, Holy Communion.
What did you miss? 1-3-3-5-3.
Did you miss the baptism, the christening?
Yeah.
Did you miss your first day at work? Did you miss your farewell?
I've got an example from Sausage Legs. Does this
work? Oh, we love Sausage Legs.
I was going to see Dave Hughes' stand-up show in 2003, and I had a 1977 Tirana, and I couldn't find a park in the city, and the car was overheating because of the traffic, so I had to turn the car around and get home.
Because he was worried the car was going to break down.
He missed the big one, Hughesy.
In 03, Hughesy was as big as you could get.
As big as big. Mm. He was doing brekkie then.
03, yes, he would have been.
Because I think that was like 01.
It would have just started, yeah.
I have one. I missed a big one.
What'd you miss?
So I used to run the events department at the gymnastics place that I worked at.
Oh, God. Right. Some awful events, they must have. What do you mean there's no fingerprints?
No.
You didn't send the invites?
No.
Imagine going to a small one. Yeah.
Partial arts.
I would have put you in charge of the small events department.
No, it was like competitions and stuff. And our big end of year display that we'd been working towards for months and months and months. The day before, in the rehearsal, I tore everything in both my ankles. And had to call an ambulance, and I missed the whole event.
Oh, jeez. You were in charge of missing events.
Did you almost miss the start of a radio show in Sydney?
Yeah, I did. That's right. Yeah. I got stuck in the lift. Yeah. First day of Sydney breakfast with Fave.
That's right.
I should have stayed in that lift for 2 years. Terrible show.
Did you miss the first show with Tim? Or was that Tim missed the first show with you?
No, Tim missed the first show with me in Brisbane because we got so blind at a pub on Caxton Street that he couldn't turn up.
Really?
He woke up in his front yard with his sunglasses still on and his face in the grass.
Oh, how awful.
Tim. Missed the big one.
Did you miss the big one?
West Australian opener Cameron Bancroft's been ruled out of this week's Sheffield Shield final at the Wacker after sustaining a concussion following a cycling accident.
Oh, no.
Strange.
How
thing
awful.
It must have been a bad cycling.
He fell off his bike and hit his head over the weekend, forcing WA to pick a new opening partnership for the season finale against Tasmania. Did you miss the big one? 133.53. Rising star Teague Wiley is the leading candidate to partner Captain Sam Whiteman at the top of the order.
Okay.
While D'Arcy Short is also an option.
D'Arcy.
Not Terrence Trent. D'Arcy.
D'Arby.
Ah, different guy. Bancroft, second highest leading run scorer in the Sheffield Shield this season with 778 at 48, including 300s and 450s.
They'll miss him.
Oh, yeah, they'll miss him for sure.
What do you got on Insta, Will?
We had Dan who said, I missed my girlfriend's 21st birthday because I chose to play a game of reserves footy and ended up breaking my leg and dislocating my ankle.
Oh, my God.
She would have been unhappy.
Well, she would have been. It was her 21st.
The 21st. That's the big one.
Mate, that is the big one.
You've got to go to your girlfriend's 21st, haven't you?
The two of you missed Will and Zay's wedding.
Oh, we did too.
Yeah, because I had COVID.
Yeah, I don't know how you got that.
Oh, I do.
You got it off.
Thank you, Loz.
Dandy Donuts said our parents missed a service with the Pope in the 70s or early 80s in Melbourne. They arrived at 7 p.m. only to be told that the service was at 7 a.m. and they misread the invitation.
Oh, no.
Oh,
the big one with the Pope.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And Matt says, I missed the birth of my son because I was getting a COVID test.
Oh, God. Oh,
remember
that's
in
so
the
crazy.
Days when you had to line up for hours in your car? God, I hated COVID. And I hated it because it's not a real thing.
Shut up.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is The Marty Sheargold Show.
It is time for Yearbook. It's a memory association game where I just ask you guys something about an event that happened and you just have to identify the year.
I can't believe it's Thursday.
I know.
I know.
This week is
flying by. And then next week's
a
short week. It's Good Friday's next Friday.
Right now, Yearbook, Marty.
What do we got?
Double pass to Triple M Presents Live Incubus playing Margaret Court Arena.
Wow.
Sunday, April 14th. These tickets are sold out.
It's live. The band live.
Yeah.
And
live
Incubus.
And Incubus, rather. Yes. Live and Incubus.
Tickets are sold out Sunday, April 14th. Is that Easter?
No, Easter's
that is
next
just
weekend.
Yeah, it's a couple of weeks after us. But they're sold out.
Easter's March.
That's what you're playing for.
I don't understand when Easter is.
That's all right.
So it's a Jewish lunar calendar we decided, didn't we?
Yes, it is.
Dylan
that
is
Passover.
a part of your book this morning. Hey, Dylan.
Hey, Dylan.
Good morning, guys. How are we going?
Hi,
good
Dylan.
Wonderful, Dylan. Who would you like, mate?
Well, Marty, normally I'd go with you. I went with you last time you let me down.
Oh, sure.
So I'm going to go with you again, but get me over the line this time.
All right. All right. I appreciate the show of support.
There you go.
I don't know if it's, you know, really the right thing, but I'll try.
Fool me once.
Good on you, Dylan.
What is it?
Fool me twice. Shame on...
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Oh, no,
maybe.
Shampoo's not in that. Sam!
Morning, team.
Hi, Sam.
G'day, Sam.
Who would you like, Sam?
Well, I have to go to the girls today, I think.
Oh, yes. William it is. Hang on there, Sam.
Yeah, Sam. Yeah.
Cheers with those tickets to Sam's live and Incubus. Craig.
Craig, how you going?
Good morning,
Craig.
Guys.
Hi, Craig.
G'day, Craig.
Craig, you've got William.
Excellent.
All right. Do us a favour. Pull that phone out of your bum and talk into it.
It's on hold. Hang on there. Dylan, Sam and Craig. All right, ready for the first one for you, Bob. Oh, by the way, running scores for this year. Will's in the lead on 4. Loz, you're on 3. Marty, you're on 2.
I'm still in it. It's a pretty close game.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I'm going to put my game face on.
Me too.
First one here for this week. What year were 12 boys and their football coach rescued from a flooded cave in Thailand after more than 2 weeks trapped?
Hello.
I'm sure you're tracking that there's a soccer team
stuck in a cave in northern Thailand.
We've been notified by our CEO that we might be heading out, sir.
Extraordinary Rescue.
Weird. Yeah, I'm in.
Wow. I really can't remember.
I went 19.
I went 18.
19.
What did you go, Lazar?
Oh, I said 06.
It's 2018.
Come on!
What?
What are you thinking?
When 06, what cave, what Thai cave were you thinking of?
A different cave?
Different cave?
Seems...
You've got to use your words.
We're on, you know. All right, it's a point for William. Will, you can win it here if you get this next one correct. Now, this is an older one, okay? So cast your minds back. When did the original Slip, Slop, Slap TVC start? We're only talking about this just the other day, which is why I slipped it in this week.
I don't know.
I love it when you slip things in.
Thank you, Marty.
I like when you slap them.
I even enjoy the slop.
Where did that say? It's changed now. It's not just slip, slop, slap now.
No, you've got to seek shelter. You've got to put your sunnies on, and Matthew Hayden's got to be in your backyard.
What year was it?
I mean,
I've gone way under.
I've gone 74.
Oh, I said 83.
I went 68.
1980.
Marty.
Me!
Well done.
It's 74.
Member Marty, you've got to get it. We just don't want
Member Marty, who's that?
Member of Marty.
Member Marty.
Member Marty. Member Member.
All right, so point for Will.
Point for Marty.
Point for Marty.
So and technically, the game ends after this next question.
Yes.
Unless
And then you
I
and I would
it.
Go to a tie
Unless
break.
Unless I get it.
Yeah. If we all go over, we go to a tie break.
Okay.
All right.
And if you don't get it, you're out.
Thank you.
Ready for question three here?
Mm-hmm.
What year was Tony Bullimore rescued from his capsized yacht in the Southern Indian Ocean? Here's him talking about his rescue.
The boat was three quarters full of water, upside down, and all of a sudden I heard planes, helicopters banging on the side of the hull. It took me, I think, 15 seconds to get to a place in the hull where I just dived out.
All right, shut up, Tony.
Yeah. Far later, Tony, now, by the way.
Oh, really? Apologies to Tony. I wish God, he probably bored himself to death.
Phone interview, then I'd know.
I very loosely know the story.
I've gone low intentionally. 98.
Yeah. Oof, I said 95.
90. 1997.
Yes!
Oh,
that didn't go low enough.
1997 for that.
I've gone low intentionally.
Cushy, Patriot! I don't remember that at all.
So this is going to be for the win because it's a point of peace.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
This is for the win. Wow. Yeah. Someone's winning it here. Dylan, Sam, Craig.
Come on, Sam.
Someone is going to see live an Incubus playing at Margaret Court Arena.
Incubus.
All right, ready for it? Yeah. So question four here. What year did the final episode of Friends go to air?
Oh, this is like shoo-in for
old,
mate.
I know it.
I'm not changing the order of the
questions. No, you're a man of integrity.
Integrity.
Right, well, let me just think for a second.
Final episode.
Well.
It actually was watched by 52.5 million people around the world.
I've got a number that I
don't know when it was. I said 99.
I said 2004.
Oh, I went at 2.
2004. Yeah! Sam, you're up to Incubus and live.
Woohoo!
Have a lovely day.
I just want to get the facts.
I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really facts.
We spoke about the Albert Park protesters.
Yes, we did.
Are they still protesting in the tent or have they...
No.
Have they finally given up? Because they were so good.
They were doing
They lasted
that.
20 years.
It was 20 years. Just a small group at the end.
It's just a little tent with a couple of older ladies.
Yeah, but I think they're... been put out to retirement, I think.
It was 10 years.
Was it only 10?
94 to 2004. So they haven't been there for 20 years.
No,
seemed longer.
I felt like they had more commitment to that tent.
Yeah, me
I
too.
Thought they were a 20-year tent crew.
Saw them there all the time.
They were always there in the canvas tent.
That's right.
Yeah.
Disappointing. They gave up.
Yeah.
They probably moved out of Albert Park.
Quite possibly. Yeah. I thought, you know what?
Remember in the early days there was like houses cracking and stuff.
That's right.
People were like, my house is cracking because of the F1s. I'm
like
really?
Once a year also, like, come on.
Mm.
Will, I know you don't love back page fact checks, but I'm blaming online sources for this one.
Oh. Billy Frampton will play his first game since the grand final for Collingwood, including Tom Mitchell and Reece McInnes among the ins. John Noble, Charlie Dean and Ash Johnson among those omitted.
Peter on the Loz line said that John Noble was dropped for Collingwood. He was never in the side last week, nor was he in the sub.
John Noble wasn't. Oh, there you go. Because I saw Will Hoskin Elliott's been managed tonight.
Managed. It's pretty early in the year to be managed.
And they managed
someone last
Tom
week
Mitchell
got managed.
As well. Yeah, a bit of.
It's like, what's going
are
on?
Are they panicking?
When did they start managing players? It's not. It's like the Australian cricket team started managing bowlers.
Yes. This week we spoke about a woman who was diagnosed with uterus didelphus. She had two.
Two uteruses.
Uteri.
Yeah.
And Penn got in touch on Loz Line. She said, please, Loz, the people beg you. Mm. With all the talk of the lady with two uteruses this week, we need to hear Marty's dip failure song again.
Dude, this was a few years ago now.
No, we were in here for dip failure.
Oh, yeah. Were we?
This was a...
I don't think we were. I reckon it was the guitar in the old studio.
That's
remember?
What I thought.
Oh, I think we were here.
We had the guitar hanging on the wall.
Oh, yes. Anyway.
Last building.
Here it is for the people.
All right.
Dip failure. You turned up with be true. Dip failure. You should have gone from 2 to 1.
Dip failure, of course, is men that have two penises.
Yes.
Necessary.
Yeah.
A couple of guys are programming with two penises.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is The Marty Sheargold Show.
Backend is certainly back. Hopefully you enjoyed that full show dump.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Without William, though, today, because he's off on a special project. But
he was in the dump.
I just thought, Christian. Can you bring me in your phone with the Marty Sheargold Show Instagram, please?
Oh, this is fun, going through raw messages.
No. I'm just going to look at the responses.
Are we allowed to play what William's doing on our show?
We'll check with him.
Yeah, I think we should be able to.
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, if it's going to end up online.
Maybe not in full.
Yeah. We need an exclusive.
I mean, if it ends up online, then any guy in the world could play it.
Yeah. Maybe there's some licensing things around.
No, he'd love to show
licensing.
Us.
We own William.
How do I do it?
But it might only be being released on, Saturday or whatever. There might be conditions around when you can and can't play it. You know, this standard stuff.
You want to play it tomorrow?
Well, if it's there to play. We'll
embargoed.
See. Otherwise, we'll have to play it next week.
Yeah.
It's after the fact, and who cares?
Do you want to hear some more snapped arm stories?
No.
Yes, I do.
They were really horrible.
Yeah. Mm.
Someone said... Flying fox jammed, broke 3 fingers, both bones in arm, shattered elbow, dislocated shoulder, broke collarbone.
Oh my God. And that's just thinking, let's go on the flying fox.
Yeah.
Looks like it's going a bit fast. Ah, we'll be right.
Yep.
They don't have flying foxes in school playgrounds anymore, do they?
They still have them at regular playgrounds.
Oh, really? They haven't been parked.
They started taking them down when I was in school.
Did they? Well, then they should take down everything. Monkey bars, because they're all... For me, I think monkey bars were the biggest arm breaker.
Mm. Oh, no, it's because the flying fox, you get momentum and you're catapulting through.
And there's a really gnarly one in Sale in Gippsland.
Really?
I know the exact one.
You know it, right? Yeah. And my niece, when she was, I'd say, 2.5, 3... wanted to go on it, and I was like, are you fine on this? And she went, yeah. And I didn't realize at that time that you don't trust children.
Yeah, no.
That you have never to be the adult in the
room. It's a good lesson to learn to never trust a child.
And she flew off the end of this thing. Oh, I felt bad.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's all you can do is feel bad.
It was all your fault.
So. It was my fault.
Yeah. They used to have the flying fox at our sister station. It was the traffic update.
Literally the flying fox traffic.
Yeah. Gee, they're fun.
This
fun
person said, fell out of a tree as a kid, snapped my arm bone, came out through my... out skin through my wrist.
Oh.
And this last one, Scott Foss just says, your mum.
Your mum.
That's fun seeing what people say.
What's your mum?
Because we asked, how'd you snap a bone? And he said, your mum.
Oh, right, I get it.
I don't like that.
Immature.
Yeah, that's silly. Yeah,
that's not our style.
I broke both bones in my arm.
Did you?
Yeah.
Doing what?
I was young and we'd set up a makeshift sort of, what's it called, a seesaw at home.
Yeah.
Mm. Makeshift.
Yeah. So it was basically we put a ladder on the ground, put a plank over the top of it, but the plank went sideways and my ass fell back on my arm.
Wow.
Went through both bones.
Oh, my God. You broke your own arm with your own ass.
Yeah, I know. It was quite
a feat. That's extraordinary.
And the worst bit was my mum was sort of going, oh, do we call the ambulance or do we call my auntie? Her name's Carol. I don't know.
Why would you call Carol?
Yeah, right. Well, this is the thing.
Just an updater.
So mum's pretty
Carol,
stressed.
You won't believe it. She's broken her arm with her ass. Anyway, we've got to take her to the hospital, Carol. Mate. See ya.
Mom's call Kaz.
Come over and get us. We need to go to the hospital. Carol hops in the shower, has a full shower, does her
hair.
She
didn't understand the urgency.
Does her makeup.
But why didn't your mum just take you?
We didn't have a license at that point.
Right.
Now she does.
What, because she'd been drink driving or what was the issue?
No, she just never got her license.
Yeah, some people just don't drive.
And she got it when she was older. She got it in her 30s. I remember mum getting her license.
I reckon there's a phoner in that.
How late did you get your license?
Or have you never driven?
Mm. Yeah. I know someone who was like, who's I think only just got it. She's in her late 30s.
Late 30s?
Yeah.
Adam Richard, who we know, he only got his in his early 40s.
My husband doesn't drive.
He doesn't drive?
No. Well, he grew up in the northern beaches of Sydney and
you wouldn't want to drive around there.
Yeah, just kind of didn't need to. And then he's in Melbourne trams. Yeah.
Surely you'd want to, though, as an 18-year-old.
I couldn't wait to drive.
Me too.
Just like full freedom.
I got it that day.
So did I. 16 and 9 months.
Yeah, because you're in Canberra.
We're in Canberra.
Yeah, I had to wait till I was 18.
I could not wait.
Yeah. I toyed with the idea of not getting my license, but then I got a job that required me to be at work very early. So
well, I know. No, I was just like, I need it. I was like, I could not wait.
Neither could I. But you're a real greenie. I get what you do.
Absolutely. You cut out all those emissions.
Big recycler.
Very recycler. I love recycling.
You're very aware in that space.
Big gas guzzling diesel.
Yeah. No, I mean, if there's
something you can print multiple times, you would never do that.
No. If you're going to, you know, if you're getting rid of clothes, you'll just put them in the bin instead of.
Yeah.
I would never do that. I always donate my clothes.
Oh, to who?
Never once.
Drag queens. You have a terrible wardrobe. Talking, mate. In my mind, I'm already home.
Yeah,
you've gone back to shirts today. You had t-shirts on the last few days.
I'm
back to a shirt.
Yeah, well,
I've gone transitional.
You've popped the shirt on a little button down today.
I had to trot out to the car this morning.
Yeah.
It was cold. As soon as I have to trot out to the car, it's transitional.
You didn't think about putting some sneakers on with your shorts?
I had the heated seats and the heated steering wheel on this morning. And the heater.
I'm thinking of, I had the seats and the heater on, absolutely. Yeah. I'm thinking of wearing Birks for the whole of winter.
Really?
You
could put socks on with them.
Oh, no.
That's
you're
a thing.
German.
I do that on my way to Pilates. I'll wear my
socks,
your
socks and sandals.
Your grippy socks.
Yeah, with my grippy socks.
Are we done?
Yes.
See ya.
Oh, sure, you got something else? You got something else on Insta? Will, what's
whatever your name is.
Should I just open a random message and read it?
Oh, gee.
Okay, I'll just do this.
Super quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
The shortest message you can find.
Tom Martin.
Who's Tom Martin?
Oh, no, it was just a react. Okay.
Oh.
Ah, forget it.
All right,
good call.
You start to realise how good Will is.
I know.
Will
will be back at the message. You realise how amazing Will is.
Yeah.
I got one.
No, it's too late.
It's a joke.
Frank Walker.
Frank Walker.
Marty Shugo. William.
Hello, it's Marty Shugo.
Big day for you, Marty.
Massive.
You'll be hosting ACA tonight.
I hope so. All right, I gotta go.
The Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.